Opinions, we've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts here this morning. Patrick Ahern and Allison Mayberry from Riverside here. RiversideDT.com or 370-4300. Get tickets for Ghost. I was blown away, Patrick. I texted you Friday night, and I just said, I texted you at intermission and said, I did not expect this.
Yeah.
It is really a good show.
Yeah. It's, as we were talking off air, you know, I think there were a lot of people that generally come to Riverside that thought, well, we might stay away from this one because I don't see how they're going to make, how can they do it, you know? And I think people are pretty amazed at what's happening on stage from a visual standpoint.
Yeah.
To accomplish all the tricks and the magic that's involved with Ghost. But we constantly challenge ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
The whole point is to always get better and be better, and don't just rest on your laurels, but, you know, stay with the times. And, you know, it's kind of... How do I say this in a nice way? I grew up when theater was about the magic that you make on stage with not making it the movie, you know. And I've always thought that theater has gone in a direction where we don't leave much to the imagination anymore.
You right.
know, it used to be, yes, you'll have a nice set, but you don't actually have the ocean on stage or the mountain or all those. And of course, now with technology the way it is, you know, so much of it can be done that way. But you can't fight it. It's the what, you know, the 80s and all the imports from London with the Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis and started giving it more in a more epic fashion. So these shows now, people are going to see the real deal. And unfortunately, it really is, as great as it is to do it, it really escalates cost because it costs a lot of money to make, you know, a lot of these things happen.
It has to. That's what I wondered that.
Yeah, and as great as technology is, it also costs quite a bit of money to do all the projections and create the surfaces that you can project on. But as long as you stay within that budget and if you can pull it off, and, I have to give kudos to our director, Patty DeBeck, and Frank Foster, because I kind of rode them hard, like, be careful, don't go out, you know. And it was a hard show to get up. We had to postpone for 3 days to get all of that in sync because, you know, we certainly don't want those big, huge walls hitting anybody in the head or causing an accident.
Lots of up and down,
yeah,
yes.
A lot of up and down. But it was their vision. It was their design. And, you know, I'm lucky to have created a family of talented people, not only the people on the stage, but the people off the stage that make the magic and tell the story. Because, you know, when you can trust the people that you put into those important positions, scenic designer, production director, and they pull something off like this, it excites you to know that there's still more to do and more that we can try to accomplish. So so they really came up with that whole design and that whole plan, and I really hats off to them.
Well, and we talk often about just the shell of Riverside itself, the stage area, and even just even where everyone sits. I mean, it's a great venue to be able to do things.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
You're able to do all kinds of shows, big and small, on that stage. And that's what amazed me the other night. I just thought,
yeah,
you're able to do things on that stage and not having to improvise. Because so often you go and you'll go and see a show at another facility, and because they don't have the space, everything has to be really miniature, or
right.
You have to do different things. You have a lot of options.
Well, it's what drew me to Riverside. I mean, when I came as a guest performer back in, gosh, 2006, you know, it was more of a, you know, like a community-based, semi-professional, you know, company. And I thought to myself, because when I first came to Riverside, I thought, what am I getting myself into? One of the main reasons that I decided to do it was because I have family here, and they thought it would be nice for me to come and stay with them for a little bit and do a show. And I'm glad that all worked out. But I recognized immediately, having been around this country and done many, many things, that it was one of the nicest venues I had seen.
Yeah.
And when I started working at Riverside as a performer, I just thought that they weren't realizing their fullest potential with the facility they built. I couldn't believe it. And so when they did ask me to get involved, and here I am now, the position I am, I thought, well, we're going to get with the program here. And you know, again, it does come back to the bottom line and affordability. But we've been doing it, and to the delight of our audiences. So,
yes.
So again, you have to give credit where credit is due. Ron Wayman, you know, had a vision way back when to build a dinner theater, but he built not just a dinner theater, but a regional theater. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to evolve as the regional theater and performing arts center for this area. And, you know, hats off to the area and the community. They support it. They talk about it. To those people who still don't know about it, hopefully the more and more the word is going to get out. And we're going to continue to thrive as we go for another 25 years.
Yeah. And for you, Allison, I mean, this what a great venue to sell, and then the shows themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, just sitting in the theater by myself in the morning and thinking of the people that have been there and what's gone on. Patrick just brought up a great point, too, about the community and the people in the community. There are a lot of people in this show, too, that have grown up in this community that are on our stage constantly. And, you know, for people like yourself that come to see Stephanie on stage, to see Sally on stage, I myself know Jarrett, not Jared. We're talking about Jarrett Bloom. Yeah. You know, I've seen him grow up. So to see him go from a kid in community theater to professional theaters and still going to college, and this is what he wants to do. So to know that we're going to be a part of his story, that's supporting your community and it's supporting everybody that's here. And it's so important. It's so important.
And, you know, it's interesting because we do use a lot of people from the region here.
Yeah.
And I have people that say, well, you bring everybody in from out of town. No, I don't. I mean, we bring in some key roles, and we try to make the show the best that it can be. So not everybody is right for every part. So you do see different faces from time to time. But Jarrett Bloom, I saw. Allison invited me to see Les Mis at CYT.
Yeah.
This is probably going back 7 years ago,
probably
8 years ago?
6 or 7 years ago, yeah.
And Jarrett Bloom was Marius in that production. And that's when I first saw the kid, and I thought, wow. I mean, I could see that he was really invested in what he was doing. He gave it 100%, and you remember those things when you see people and you store it away. And when he came in to audition for us, I think it was for Grease, it was for Bright Star. And I thought he was so perfect for one of the roles in Bright Star, and I cast him immediately. And then we turned around, we had to have a replacement in Grease. And he was working up in Pennsylvania, and I just said, he's the right guy to play Eugene. And we called him, and he said, oh my God, yeah, I'm going to work it out. And he used to drive back and forth from Pennsylvania as he was working at another theater.
Yeah.
And come to Fredericksburg, his family lives in the area, to rehearse and go back to Pennsylvania to do his other show. But he's one of the nicest young men ever known. He is so respectful and kind and supportive. Positive. He's always got a smile on his face, and you know, it speaks well for the area. There's a lot of great people that are nurtured right here in Fredericksburg.
No, there have been. If you're interested in theater, there are a number of options for you, and you can really become entrenched and be seen in by getting involved with Riverside.
Yeah. And it's only going to be a matter of time. I mean, I'm not really letting the cat out of the bag, but as we are going through this transition process of a possible non-for-profit status, one of our biggest goals, and it's all on the docket right now, is to have our own performing arts school. There's no reason why not to do that, and then we give these opportunities to kids in the area to come in and learn with us and perform with us as they grow and go on to do, you know, bigger and better things. I mean, we had one of the young kids, gosh, what's his name now? I can't think of his name. He was in It's a Wonderful Life. He was just one of the young kids in some of these shows.
You've brought people in here. We've done shows with younger people. Or I know there were several shows where there was somebody at Nye River Middle School in one of my wife's classes.
Right.
That were in shows. So there are a number of kids who really get a start.
But this kid went on to go to Broadway. He did. Well, I can't remember.
I don't remember his name.
You know who I'm talking about.
I
tall.
Do.
Tall. Sean knows him, and I, this is going to kill
remember.
Me because it's on the tip of his tongue, and his mother, Burke Swanson was his
there you
name.
Go.
And I thought he was such a talented kid again, very conscientious.
Yeah.
You could tell the wheels were turning, and I can't remember what play he did on Broadway, but it was a big deal.
Wow.
And this was maybe like just before the pandemic. He made his Broadway debut in a nice part.
Wow.
I remember we did a show one time when you had two brothers that were in a play. You brought the two brothers in here, and they were really good.
The two brothers.
And they were really young too.
I'm trying to think of who.
Well, while he's thinking, I'm just going to say, this is what makes Riverside so much more than just Riverside, right?
Right.
Because it is all about the community.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just talking about the kids. Like, your kids can come, and if they're in the show, they can grow up in the theater. And then we send them off. It's like, bye, go to Broadway, you know? But the Performing Arts Center, it gets me so excited because we hear on the news, unfortunately, there's so much bad news all the time. There's so much good stuff happening here in our community.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff. People are talking about there's no jobs. Riverside has jobs open. Like, if you're looking for a job and you're listening, come work with us. We have plenty of jobs. We want to support the community. We want to keep all the businesses open. We want to make great relationships with the businesses. It's so much more than just being on the theater. On the stage.
And Allison, you talk about people not knowing if you're a person who does go to the theater, take some friends along.
Absolutely.
If you know of people who don't have no idea, but in our case, we've brought people and friends that we know that do go down to Richmond or D.C., and we've just said, you don't need to do that.
No,
you
and
can
I
see
joke,
it right here.
I joke all the time, you're stuck in traffic anyway, so on a Thursday night, just get off of 95.
Right.
Bar opens at 5,
yeah.
Come in, get a drink, have some appetizers, watch a great show. Have that be the place that, you know, you get together with your friends after work, and then you can go home and talk about it to everybody that you work with.
I used to always, in the heyday of Hamilton, I would get going with Patrick, and I would get talking, and I would say, why are people paying this much money? You could buy several seasons of Riverside for what you're paying for one ticket to Hamilton.
Absolutely.
Why are you doing that?
I think the hardest part of my job as a marketing aspect sometimes is getting the people in the door to get over exactly what you just said. Oh, well, we can't afford this. We can't do that. Treat yourself once in a while. And the funny thing is I'm pretty darn sure once you get in the door, you're a fan. And like you talking about Friday, how did you do this? How did they do that? I want to go back. I'm going to see it again.
You know?
And then you're excited about the upcoming shows that we're doing and what's the future for Riverside. So just getting the people in the door is the hardest part. But once they're in, word of mouth is the best compliment that we can ever get.
The tiered seating too. People will walk in and just everybody we've always brought has said, wow, I didn't expect this.
Yeah. Right. Well, because you can see there's not somebody sitting in front of you, which happens a lot of times. And the great thing about our theater too, if you do come more than once, one, it's live theater. So no show is ever the same show. You're always going to get something different. And two, sit in a different spot. Don't always sit, you know, in the middle. Sit on the side because there's things that you don't see or that you realize, and it's just so cool.
Yeah. RiversideDT.com or 370 4300. Get your tickets, especially to Ghost. Ghost will, it really is what you said. I mean, in my mind, it was like, well, we'll go to Ghost, and then that'll, that will lead us into the, you know, then the Christmas special's next.
Yeah, and I think the title, it's, you know, kind of makes people, you know, yeah, I think people think it's, for those that don't know about the movie or any of the history of the movie, I think they think, well, it's Halloween time, so they're doing this ghost thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
But no, it's real one good. To see.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It really is.
Yeah.
RiversideDT.com, 370-4300, Ghost through November the 6th, and the Christmas Spectacular. We'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll talk about season number 25. With Patrick Ahern and Allison Mayberry from Riverside here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, Patrick Ahern and Allison Mayberry here this morning from Riverside. RiversideDT.com. We'll give you the show information, 370-4300 to get tickets. You can also get tickets online. Ghost through November the 6th. Do not miss it. Real quick, before we get going on the show, Angela Lansbury passing away yesterday. What a great talent. And boy, through the years, I remember her on the movie. She was real young, the black and white movie Gaslight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people like myself who knew her as a Broadway star, you forget that she really started in film. I mean, I think she was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, you know, for some of the things she did when she was younger.
Yeah.
So, and then she got into the theater, and of course she made a huge splash with MAME. Which was a big hit for her, and oh God, she won at least 4 or 5 Tony Awards. But she was a lovely, lovely lady. I almost got an opportunity to work with her. This was back in the mid '90s, latter '90s. They were getting ready to do a new musical that Kander and Ebb had written. Kander and Ebb being the people that wrote Chicago. Called The Visit, which is based on a French play. And the matter of fact, the show ended up going to Broadway later in years with a production that was actually started at Signature Theater up in Washington, D.C. But at the time when I was sort of involved and was being told that I was going to be cast, Angela Lansbury was going to be the star of that show, and but it never happened. I don't know if her husband was in bad health at the time, and she had a home in Ireland, but anyway, so I never had the opportunity, but as we were reminiscing earlier, I remember the year that I was on the Tony Awards for Les Mis, mm-hmm. back in 1987, and we were in a rehearsal situation the morning of the Tonys, and Angela Lansbury was the host, and she used to be the hostess of the Tony Awards for several years, and so elegant and so classy.
Yeah.
And got to watch her and Bea Arthur do Bosom Buddies in rehearsal, and of course crack
wow.
everybody up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, be in the green room and see all those wonderful people. But Angela Lansbury... gosh, just iconic. And my mother always loved her. My mother always loved Murder, She Wrote.
Sunday nights.
Yep.
Yeah. But she was one heck of a lady. And boy, did she live life to the fullest. She kept going. I just saw a little clip of an interview with her last night. And somebody asked her the question of what do you want your legacy to be? And she said, good question. And she said, never stop. Keep going, and don't be afraid to try something different or always take a chance.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow.
That's what you've done.
Well, yeah.
That's what I would say about you. He doesn't stop and he takes chances.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to. Yeah. That's one thing.
Yeah,
I have learned through life. Of course, I was a young kid from Cortland, New York, and ready to be a broadcaster.
Yeah,
and here I ended up on Broadway. You know, so you do get to dream big. When I think I'm the first person from my hometown to ever make it to Broadway.
Wow! So congratulations.
It's kind of a cool thing.
It's
but you know, those things happen. Riverside happened because I took a chance. You know, gave up pretty much. You know. Performing for 30 years or more to go on the other side of the table. So chances are good. And a salute to Angela Lansbury. I hope she's up there singing away for the Lord and all the people that have gone before her that, she can reunite with. But
yeah.
Classy lady. Yep.
Patrick Ahern, Allison Mayberry here from Riverside. Ghost, as we said, through November 6th. It's the Christmas show.
Christmas is back. And this Christmas spectacular will be sort of a hybrid between the first two spectaculars. We did one in 2017. We did one in 2019. And then in 2020, we did something small because we were going through the pandemic.
Right.
And
Which that was very meaningful.
And it was very meaningful. It was called the Riverside Family Christmas. And so you're going to get some new stuff and then some popular things like the March of the Wooden Soldiers will be back and so many of the great things that we did in previous shows with an addition of some new stuff, a brand new opening that I'm actually working on now with Paul Rollins, who's orchestrating the opening of the show. And
are you going to be involved in the show?
And I'm in the show.
Okay.
Ted, I'm in the show. Yes. No, I'm not surprising anybody anymore. If it sells tickets, why not? Yes, I'm going to be singing, you know.
You heard it here.
Get it while you can, because I don't know how many more years. You know, I go through the whole year. People say, when are you going to sing? When are you going to sing? I really don't sing for the whole, you know, maybe occasional humming or doing something in the shower, but I don't perform on a regular basis anymore. So when it pops up at holiday time, I'm like, well, I hope it's still there.
It's always still there.
Yeah, but yes, I'm gonna I'll be singing three different songs in the show with another great cast. We've got some really great people. Danny Martin, who was Billy in Bright Star, he's coming in to do the Christmas show.
Okay.
And I'm really looking forward to that. He's gonna sing some really nice songs, and his girlfriend Caitlin is coming up with him from New York to be one of the dancers and the ensemble members. So Andrea Kahane and Ian Lane will
be part
of the show.
I haven't seen Ian in a while. I'll be glad to.
Yeah,
good to
Ian
see
will
him
be
again.
In there, and of course Stephanie Wood and Sally Rail, and Grace McMee, who is in Ghost, she'll be in there, and Nancy Crawley, who played Tilly in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and she's in Ghost as well. She will be in there. So some great cast. Jarrett Bloom. We were talking about Jarrett Bloom before. Jarrett's in there. It's going to be a wonderful group of people, and this one is called the Riverside the Christmas Spectacular Home for the Holidays, because I think this is everybody sort of is ready to gather again, and we're gonna really pay tribute to family and home and coming back. So there you have it.
November 16th is when that starts.
November 16th to December the 31st.
And so get tickets for that, get them for your family, and
lot to celebrate this year.
Yeah,
a lot to celebrate. And then we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary in 2023.
So let's talk about some of those shows. Because that you just announced that a few weeks ago.
We had a kickoff, a reveal party, which the Riverside Center, in conjunction with our sister organization, the Riverside Foundation for the Performing Arts, put on this event. And, it was our first venture down this road, and we thought, well, we'll probably have 50 people or so, but we ended up having almost 200 people come. And what a night it was. They had silent auction with these great baskets that represented each show that we're doing in the 25th anniversary. So that brought in some nice money. And great food, our new chef.
So good.
Chris Henshaw did a great job with all kinds of goodies and drinks, and everybody had a celebration. And then we went into the theater, and what I put together was just a kind of a snippet from each show that was a preview of
yeah.
And it turned out to be an amazing show in
so
itself. You know, the talent that we had on the stage that night for about 45 minutes to hear some of these great songs that are coming up in the 25th. So it was a great event, and we announced the season to everyone. So should I keep going?
Keep
should
going.
I tell
what's,
what,
yeah,
yeah.
What's
so,
coming up in
so we will celebrate the actual 25th will be complete in June of 2023. That'll be the full 25 years, but we're going to start with a party in January and February, and you know, those are always the winter months. But we succeed at Riverside when we do those jukebox musicals, the Buddy Holly and the
yeah.
Million Dollar Quartets and the Mamma Mias. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take everybody to Key West and think warm air, and we're going to get Jimmy Buffett to help us toast to the 25th with Escape to Margaritaville.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be loads of fun and great music and lots of margaritas. So so that will be January into March. And then we're going to hit the stage with just a classic, Ragtime, the musical, which is going to be something else. The great music of Jason Robert Brown and I'll save her for one more show. Kenesha Williams, who was Celie in The Color Purple, mm-hmm. just so fantastic,
yeah,
will be coming to play Sarah, the part that the famous Audra McDonald, I think, won the Tony Award for on Broadway for that show. And then Travis, who was in our production of Camelot, he played Lancelot. He will be coming in to play Colehaus Walker in that show. And some other people will be returning, but the music, the story, yeah. Ragtime, you don't want to miss that one. March into May of 2023. And then we're going to do a big old fun family musical that was my first big Broadway venture. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat comes to the stage.
I have heard so much excitement about that.
Yeah, and I'm doing something new with it. We're going to have two new little things that are going to happen. Well, two actually big things going to happen in that show.
Okay.
And I just said Tanisha Harris, who is Oda Mae from The Voice in Ghost, but if all goes well, she will return to be in Joseph. She's not playing Joseph, but she's I'm hoping that she will be in that
yeah.
cast, and possibly Ashley Wahlbauer, who is in Ghost. So Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, May into July, and then it doesn't get more Broadway than 42nd Street, the big tap dance and musical. And I've got Chris Sanders returning from who was King Arthur in Camelot, and he was Daddy Warbucks in Annie. Chris will be Julian Marsh, the part that Jerry Orbach from Law and Order played yeah. on Broadway. And he will be joined by Sandy Bainham, who was our MAME when we did MAME. Sandy will be playing Dorothy Brock, and we'll have a rest of a great cast. And that's just the quintessential Broadway musical. So 42nd Street.
Absolutely.
July into September. The fall of September brings another one of those like Bright Star-esque kind of
yeah.
shows. Edgy and a love story. The Bridges of Madison County, of course, the movie that starred Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. Adrienne Hick, who was Alice in Bright Star, will return with her husband, Andrew Foote, to play the two iconic roles in Bridges of Madison County. And the music is glorious. I know when Adrienne and Andrew sang at the reveal party, everybody was just mesmerized by their segment from Bridges. So that's going to be a great one. And I'm really surprised when I announce it to the audiences, that gets a big reaction. A lot of, oh, you know, especially from the ladies, because they like a good love story.
Well, so, and the song, like, jaw was on the floor.
Yeah.
And this was just for one number for that night, and they were amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, Stellar. So that is going to be something else.
Well, and we talked to them on our podcast just about being husband and wife and in just performing.
Yeah.
Is a good listen. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm not stupid. You know, built-in chemistry there.
Yeah. It works.
I just tell everybody I hope they're getting along during that period of time. But no, that's going to be really, really, I'm going to be directing that, and I'm just really looking forward to that one. And then we'll wrap up 2023 with The Miracle on 34th Street for the holiday season. And you know what, Ted? Breaking news, I can take us even one further.
Yeah?
I got January 2024. Jersey Boys comes to the Riverside stage. Yeah, that's going to happen. So already locked that in.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we're going to have just as good, if not even a better 2024 with the lineup. I've already got four shows ready to go. So, yeah, we'll keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, no, you definitely are keeping the ball rolling. This is good stuff. And we talk, Allison, about it. I mean, these are great shows right in our backyard.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And this, you know, I really, those of your audience listeners that are listening to this right now, and this is a time for people to really come out and celebrate. Mm. The community, celebrate Riverside, and the fact that the community has supported a theater for 25 years. It's not easy to keep a theater going for that long. There's not many of them. There have been many started, but many don't survive past 2 to 5 years.
Right.
And
you think of 2008?
Yeah, yeah.
You think of a pandemic?
Yeah. And so let's celebrate the fact that there is this gem in this community that... I'm not telling anybody they shouldn't go to the Kennedy Center or up to the Signature Theater or Arena Stage or down to Virginia Rep or any. I'm saying that there are times when you don't have to get on the road and go there. You can see just as good of a show right here in your own backyard. And we want everybody to come out. Make this the best, the biggest, the brightest season ever, Riverside's 25th anniversary.
370-4300 is for the box office, riversidedt.com. We're going to take a really quick break and wrap it up with Patrick Ahern and Allison Mayberry from Riverside Center for the Performing Arts on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun. Visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Patrick Ahern, Allison Mayberry here this morning from Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford, riversidedt.com, 370-4300. We started, we'll end it again with Ghost. You may have gone to every Riverside show that there has been for the last 10 years. This is just different.
Yeah.
And it's a different in a good way. I was on the edge of my seat the whole way, especially the last 45 minutes.
Good. Well, that's what we want to keep people on the edge of this.
And there are a couple of times I want to come back just to see how you did it. And I don't know that I'll be able to see because it's so fast.
Yeah.
But, no, the graphics that you have, it's just the whole Wall Street thing.
Yeah.
You create, I mean, you could create Wall Street by just having a whole lot of people walking around and having fast music. But you add a lot of little things to it that, like you say, that there's a lot to what goes into some of these shows.
Yeah. One of the biggest things that we did... on advice from our master electrician, Weston Corey, we had purchased a couple of projectors back about 7 years ago, but they were used at the time. You know, we try to keep our costs down, but it's an element in shows now that, you know, they're making them more like movies.
Yeah.
A lot of projections, a lot of... projections that are done in real time. So, you, like in Ghost, you see the Times Square and the movement of traffic and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah.
So we purchased a new projector that can do all these great things, and a great investment in the theater's longevity. And
yeah.
So we're taking advantage of that with Ghost, and that's what you see a lot of that. It creates the scene with minimal, you know, furniture and desks and different mm-hmm. things. The whole key is to making these scene changes, you know, like in Bright Star, we use the turntable to get,
right.
you
yes.
know, and all these things that you can utilize to create motion and movement and passage of time are really, really great. And the ambiance of, like you said, Wall Street or an office building or Times Square or
yeah.
Las Vegas. There's
panels going up and down.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
yeah.
it's,
a lot of yeah. panels.
Yeah, there's 8 15-foot panels that, you know, it's almost like a puzzle, you know. And I'm not stupid, you know. I'm not going to spend a lot of money on putting up a whole new set for the Christmas show. So we're going to utilize a lot of these panels. And we're Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because
you can.
There's nothing stopping me with what we're going to do with Christmas. You know, there's going to be some really interesting things. So, but anyway, yeah. Again, kudos to Patty DeBeck, the director, and Frank Foster, and the lighting designer, Mike Jarrett, who did the great projections for Ghost and the lighting. Lighting's terrific, too.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Ghost. So,
yeah.
Who knows what'll happen, you know? If we ever do the Titanic, maybe we'll sink the stage or something like that.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Would not be surprised.
Yeah.
Again, it's goes through November 6th, and then the Christmas Spectacular November 16th through the 31st, and we'll talk about that for the rest of this year. But this is good stuff in the lineup for next year.
Lineup for
happy,
next year is great.
Happy anniversary.
And I want to thank my partner in crime this morning again, because her addition to Riverside, Allison's, has been instrumental these last, it's always been great, but now having her there full throttle is just terrific. And I've brought back one of our mainstays at Riverside, Nancy Huffine, who has come back to be our box office manager, and she's doing a terrific job. And the two of them working together with everybody else, you know, falling in line. There's a great energy at Riverside. So come and be part of the magic and the energy that is Riverside at 25 years old.
Go see Ghost. It is just terrific. Through November 6th, riversidedt.com, 370-4300. Patrick Ahern, Allison Mayberry. Thanks. See you
soon. Thanks,
Ted. Thanks.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.